producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the legendary 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, AM 1100, The Flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley and beyond, AM 1090, KTGO, The Flag, booming to the Bakken, as well as KLTC and Dickinson. Thanks for listening. If you got us on iHeartRadio on that app, you could take us anywhere you go. Go on vacation, not miss us. Come to New York City with us. We're taking all those listeners to New York City December 1st through the 5th. And you know what? They'll be able to listen to my fill-in right here on the program. They'll start worrying about who's going to be the fill-in. So who do you want for guest hosts? There you go. Should I throw the keys to, like, Clay Jenkinson for a day just to have a little fun? Who did I ask to sub already, Todd? There's somebody that I asked if they would fill. I think Kevin Pfeiffer, because he's done all of that radio talk show world before. So that'd be fun to have Kevin on one time. You know, Pat Fink is always on and does a nice job. In fact, I really rest well when I'm gone and know that Pat Fink is behind the microphone. Just Mr. Smooth on the radio. Does a really nice job. So anybody you would like to have sit in this chair, let me know. Welcome your suggestions. Okay, let's get rolling with another hour. I still am soliciting suggestions. Todd and I want to have a little fun Friday staple. And we're looking to really make a decision. You've given us some wonderful suggestions. I've sort of given you the finalist, if you will, and the Free Feel Good Friday and the Freedom Friday and the Free Plug Friday. And Aloha Friday I don't think is going to make the cut, Todd. I know it's well-intentioned, but I'm not feeling the love on Aloha Friday myself. I just,
we're just not looking at enough palm trees for that to really catch on here, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
The free-for-all Friday idea is probably my favorite right now, but that's because it's a debate. It's two sides of an issue, and would be fun. We really could do that any day, though. We could push that one to another day. But just so you know, hey, we start Mondays with a debate on the issue of the week, right? This is the issue of the week. We could do that. But Friday, I like to just have fun. I don't know. And Friday's just you have a little extra bounce in your step. The weekend's here, and you want to have a little fun. So what should it be? Let us know. One texter says, how about the Great Friday Countdown? Each Friday, you inform the listeners how many weeks Obama has left in office. Then as the number gets lower each week, the mood of the listeners will be better and better heading into each weekend, says John Peterson in Fargo. Okay. But see, it's a much better Friday if I don't say the word Obama, and I would have to say that every Friday until he's gone, and I'm not sure that would lift my mood, even if it was 1 week closer to. And I continue to say that I don't think Barack.
Sorry, that thing. Yeah. I had to find it. I haven't had to use that lately.
No, I haven't said the name a lot, and we
know
we like it. I am going to say his name in one particular story that's caught my attention here today. But anyway, do welcome your suggestions. Feel Good Friday, where you get to call in and tell us feel-good stories. In other words, it can't be bad news. It has to be something that's going to make us feel good. Okay, Freedom Friday, where we salute a troop member, guard, active duty, reserve. Anybody that has served or is serving gets the love of the audience. Free Plug Friday, a little plug for a business, and Free For All Friday, the debates. What do you like? Or Aloha Friday, if you want to go there. Or, the Countdown Friday. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I have a post on my Facebook page about the comments of President, is the buzzer ready, Todd?
Well, I mean, in this context, maybe I need to let you, because, well, we'll see what the judges say. Go ahead.
Okay.
We'll find out.
President Obama yesterday.
They were not going to go for it.
All right. He was defending the Black Lives Matter movement. And he's really trying to have it both ways because, you know, unfortunately the president has really stirred the pot on this, and I do believe that there is more anger directed at law enforcement officers because of President Obama and because of the Black Lives Matter movement. I really do. It's fueling hatred in my mind. And so he ought to dislike it. Now, to his credit, he said, look, of course all lives matter, but we also need to understand this is real to that community, and I get that too. So a part of what he says I actually agree with. But here's why I really get upset, and I need some help from the audience to not maybe be so upset about this, or if my anger and angst is well-placed, then tell me that. But to me, this mentality, the mentality being Black Lives Matter, or, you know, that what that means is I'm black and my life matters and you don't think it does. And so my head's down, I'm depressed, I live in a terrible place. That's the idea behind Black Lives Matter. That idea is, in my mind, a plague on the country. And the example I'd use, and please disagree if you choose, would be that think of the settlers that came here with nothing, got in a boat, everything they owned was on their back or in some trunk they were lugging, or a bag over their back, come here, get a little piece of land and build something, all right? If the Norwegian immigrants, for instance, had come to America and said, Germans are getting all the good land, you know, I mean, how's that work? You know, they're treated better than we are. And so they started a Norwegian Lives Matter movement. What would they have accomplished in building this country? Do you think they could have done what they've done? So my point is, do I have some empathy for people who feel their lives don't matter and that they're viewed negatively by law enforcement and others around them? I do. But I want to grab them by the shirt and say, you control your own destiny. Victimhood, self-pity, what is that going to get you? What good do they do? And now I'm going to broaden this out beyond the Black Lives Matter movement and say this whole idea of self is a disease. It's a character flaw, maybe more than a disease, because a disease sounds a little harsh. But it's a character flaw that we have. This, look at me. And by the way, this isn't just kids. How many adults do you see on Facebook can't wait to show you their new car or where they're vacationing or how lavish something is or, well, you know, just it's self.
Or how much bacon they're eating or
something we can forgive. It is me, I. That is a plague. That is a character flaw in my mind. And all I'm saying is if our parents and grandparents and their parents had that, we wouldn't have the country we have. I talked yesterday about, you know, when we played the Red Skelton Pledge, and he talked about love for country. And if we were to walk up and down the high school hallways across the upper Midwest, how many kids would we say we can see it in their eyes, they love this country? I think there was a time when you could say that. You know, back when Fonzie was walking the halls. I worry about that because I think as that character erodes, doing whatever falls on our lap, and there will be plenty of that, the bad, the challenges, the difficulties, that goes back to the Black Lives Matter. Have some, you know, cops become crass because of all the black-on-black violence, and they just, what's one more, and getting a little rougher than they should? Yeah, probably. But you know what? 99.9% of the ills and the sadness and the despair and everything else is from black-on-black violence. So if Black Lives Matter and there's a Black Lives Movement, I wouldn't say go kill cops. I would say I'm going to talk to other blacks to say, why are we killing each other? Because that's 99.9% of the bad. Am I right or am I wrong? And by the way, you want to weigh in on this matter? I have a prize for you today. Do you know that Dear Enoch Thorsgaard that we interviewed not long ago up in Northwood, North Dakota, on his book, Enoch's Saga? Remember, we gave a few of those away. We said, hey, Enoch wanted to give some away. We didn't know he was going to do that. And we gave away hundreds of these things. He sent down a whole other box of them and said, here, I'm glad that they were well received. Here's some more. So if you would, you just ask for one, and I have one for you today if you weigh in on this issue. Because I tell you what, if Enoch at darn near 100 years of age right now. They decided he was a victim every step of the way, and Enoch's Lives Matter shirts were everywhere. I don't think he would accomplish what he's accomplished in this incredible legacy that's there. Jan in Elbow Lake, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Agree or disagree?
Black Lives Matter, Scott. White Lives Matter, and all the other colors. I guess I'd rather have President talk more about defending our country rather than vetoing the $612 billion defense bill. I guess I'd like to hear you talk about that a little bit more and how that relates to defending freedom. And maybe we could have a Defending Freedom Friday.
Yeah, you look at what happened during the Clinton years to our military. And then it ultimately led to 9/11. Again, not all on his shoulders, but again, a military that was, hey, Cold War's over, we're done. Started in the Bush 41 rather era, but and connect the dots to that veto, you're exactly right. Thanks, Jim.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Black Lives Matter movement did start out with a decent intention, but I don't recall seeing that ever. And it got hijacked, just like the Democratic Party had been hijacked. Anyway, my favorite quote is from Orlando Bloom in Kingdom of Heaven movie. We are being held accountable for an offense we were not allowed to commit by people who were not allowed to be offended. Thanks. Have a good day.
It is a good one. That is a good one. Absolutely. Appreciate that very much. By the way, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us and talk into detail about two issues that have been in the news here of late. One, the Paul Ryan situation, which it looks like he will. So let's see. Kevin's joining us on Wednesday, which is the 28th. I think the 29th is when that vote is going to happen for the speaker. It will be Paul Ryan. But we'll also spend some time on that $612 billion defense policy bill rebuke that President Obama doled out in that veto. And, you know, what he's saying is, do it my way, as he usually does. And, of course, he did it in all of his fashion flair. He didn't just veto it. He wanted a whole photo op to do it. But it speaks volumes of his view of the military, sadly. Tim and Colm, what's on your... Where did Tim and Colm go? Tim and Colm wanted the book, too. I was just about to go to... literally just pushing on the button there. Looked over and he's gone. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also need to tell you about MyPillow today. MyPillow. 10-year warranty. Does your pillow have a 10-year warranty? What does that mean? Does yours have a 69 money-back guarantee? You go to some department store and buy the pillow, go home and you take it back like 10 nights later and say, no, it's not right, I want a different one. The full money-back guarantee. The 10-year warranty means it lasts that long. And you get your money back within 60 days if you don't agree. The 10-year warranty says, if I don't like it 1 year, 5 years from now, they'll send you another one, get it just right. It will not go flat. That's the warranty. It won't happen. Machine washable and dryable. You got to wash it, by the way. And that helps with the fluff. About every 3 or 4 months or so. Stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. It's a great product. It is. Everything you hear, I know how it is. You want to go, really? I don't believe it. Believe it. It's that good. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, either one. I think there was a caller in Cafe, North Dakota, that was next. Manny, but my gizmo's not working here, so you got to bring him up. The Gary? Oh, yours is out as well.
Yeah, we're all out.
We're all out. It means we can't go to the phones. Is that what that means?
Not at the moment, anyway.
Isn't this something? See, the old days, you just pick up the phone and talk to people. And now, you got to click a mouse on a particular, computer screen to say, okay, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And take the call. Computer goes down, we're toast.
Yeah, we need to have those Ma Bell phones back in. There's a whole generation that has no idea how good it feels to slam a phone down, because if you do that with a smartphone, you break it. You do that with a Ma Bell phone, you can do that a million times.
There's a bunch of texts I've not gotten to yet here. Roundtable Friday. How about that idea? Have Todd and Scott, maybe Leon and Eugene. Maybe you're talking about Leon Francis, the Tea Party man from North Dakota?
Yeah.
Common Sense Club host for some time with us, good dude. So Eugene, Leon, Todd, and Scott talk about current events in a roundtable discussion. Let callers chime in. I like it. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I do that with Chris Berg on the Friday roundtable once in a while on KX4, the Valley News Live deal, and it's kind of a fun deal. We have different viewpoints, so I like that. That one's solid. That one's going to go on the list. We're looking for a Friday thing, Friday staple, Friday segment of the program, and we're getting good suggestions from you today. Here's another, this is an emailer, says, these are all running together on here, let callers, email suggested, have a Pay It Forward Friday. People could call in and tell what they did to pay it forward, or how someone paid it forward for them. Feel-good stories always give others the incentive to do likewise. That's from Linda. Thank you, Linda. Good one. I think that would fit under the Feel-Good Friday one, which is on the table. Kind of cool. Texter says, National Geographic's Underworld Inc. fracking hell has me upset. And the way they over-dramatized some bad things and fabricated a lot of other things. In my view, National Geographic lost a lot of credibility. That's a bad deal. It is. Texter says, during halftime on Monday Night Football this past Monday, they showed the two-minute clip of the new Star Wars movie, and it received higher ratings than the game itself, says
True.
Ben Winter.
Remember reading that. That's true. Oh, how about that, huh? Sign of the times.
I know.
Frank Gifford's rolling over in his grave now.
And we have somebody else that wants to sing a theme song. Todd, go ahead and roll that. Let's
the last time we tried this trick, you were too pleased.
Well, once was okay. It is 50. 50 well, wasn't.
It is a different caller.
Hey, good morning, guys. I figure if you're going to come up with a new theme on Fridays, you're going to need a theme song. Friday, Friday, Friday. Thank the Lord, it's Friday. Friday, Friday, Friday. Every day is Friday, I put on my wife's nightie and dance around and sing my favorite song. Friday, 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 thanks the Lord, it's Friday, 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 Friday,
oh. Oh, my goodness. I appreciate...
The competing jingle companies are really trying hard today, huh?
I appreciate the fearlessness of the callers, because I would not do that. I would not do that. We had a guy call the other day.
At least not without a few of those pina coladas or something like that, right?
A young man called and said, "I want to do a little rant on your show." And I said, "Well, call in." He said, "I don't like the voicemail thing. I'm not good at that, but I'll send it to you." So he did. Do you have that, Ben? This is a young man that was working in the Bakken.
He'll just take a quick sec.
Okay, his name is Ben, and I said, you know, every day do it. I'm not telling you we'll always play it, but if it's good, we'll throw it in there. We'll throw it in the mix. Absolutely. That's why we encourage people to call in whenever there's something moves them to do it. So, you know, I think that's A-okay. I was impressed with his ingenuity, just like this guy singing.
Got it.
Okay, go ahead and roll Ben.
Hi, this is Ben, and this is what's on my mind. Look, I've been really encouraged by the world of politics lately and the fact that more people are tuning in and paying attention, especially young people. But I get why. There's more drama in an average night of politics than in a week's worth of days of our lives. I get it. Look, but it's also kind of cool to see it become more of a spectator sport. All right? It kind of reminds me of my days back in college trying to watch the Vikings make it to the Super Bowl. Oh. I've got a friend up on Capitol Hill, and she kept sending me photos yesterday of the office party they were having watching the congressional hearings. That's right. People my age having a party for congressional hearings. That's something. Look, they had pizza, Doritos, Mountain Dew. This was a college party. The only thing missing? Beer, jerseys, and a life-size poster of everybody's favorite rookie, Donald Trump, hanging on the wall. I'm Ben Macy, and that's what's on my mind.
Ben Macy, what do you think, folks? How'd Ben do? I kind of like that. And he does have some pretty good points there. I mean, if you get the younger kids paying attention to this stuff, and I'm like, I'm bored by it, we might actually shape a difference here, so... We haven't even talked about Hillary yesterday. It was sort of uneventful. But more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Coach Kleiman when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Before the top of the hour, we have gremlins on top of gremlins today, folks, so I apologize for that. We were getting ready to go to a round of calls, and then a call gizmo starts not working, and of course Coach Kleiman is calling us, so we're working on that now. We'll have him in a second here and get this figured out, and then hopefully by the time we're done chatting with Coach Kleiman, we'll be able to chat with you again on the program today. And in the meantime, call us at the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 855-200-1776. It's extension number one. And that leaves us the message. All right. So if you were waiting and want to weigh in, you can do it right there. The coach of the NDSU Bison, Chris Kleiman, back with us today on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you joining us as you get ready to take off for Indiana State. Now, this week could be a little bit of a poor us, poor me, you know, darn it anyway kind of week. And it seems to me that you have ably led to this team, as well as a lot of other folks, to say, hey, adversity happens, and let's just go out there. Not much poor me going on in Bison football right now, is there?
Well, yeah, there's not a whole lot of people that are going to feel sorry for the Bison with the success we've had over the last 4 years, and absolutely not. And it's next man in, and unfortunately, you don't want to have that happen to your leader and starting quarterback and probably one of the top NFL draft picks, but in the same respect, it did happen to us, and we've had a really good week of practice. We've rallied around Easton Stick, and I think Easton's going to play really well.
So let's talk about this young man. I mean, obviously, if you look at the resume and you look at his playing and why you recruited him and everything else, there's a lot of there. Not obviously a lot of playing time as a Bison, so there's a little bit of an unknown there, but what excites you most about Easton Stick?
Well, exactly right. He has an unbelievable amount of ability. He really can run. That's the thing that I think sets him apart, is his ability to run. He's an extremely fast kid. He's 210 pounds. He's taken a ton of reps. Obviously, those are practice reps, but we've put him in a lot of those situations, whether it's 2-minute, whether it's pass under pressure against our defense over the last couple of years, in a lot of different scenarios. But now it's going to be when the lights are on and live bullets. But he's prepared prepared himself the previous 6 weeks as if he's the starter. And that's the thing that I've been so impressed with Easton, even from Montana to Weber to North Dakota, when potentially he was going to play in Weber or North Dakota based on Carson's health. He's prepared himself each week, and I've sat with him a little bit, and I know Carson has, and so it's going to be kind of a business as usual for him as far as a preparation standpoint, and I like the way he's done that. Now it's just a matter of getting him some confidence early with some easy throws and some runs.
By the way, I apologize in advance for the goofiest question you'll get this week, but this name, Easton Stick, I think it's just, you know, I keep coming back to it. It's an interesting name. Mostly because I'm kind of a hockey fan, and there's an Easton Hockey Stick. So I'm thinking his parents must have a heck of a sense of humor. Do you know how the name Easton came to be?
Well, his dad was a phenomenal baseball player.
And there's Easton Bats, right? There's Easton Bats, too.
You got it. You got it. And that's how it came about. So pretty unique, huh?
That is really cool. That is fun. I love that. Well, that's fantastic. This will be great. I mean, really, this is the story of the weekend without question. You mentioned Carson Wentz helping out a little bit as well. Tough deal for him, no doubt about it. My gosh. But it happens, right? It happens in life, happens in football and everything else. How's he taking all this?
You know, I'm sick for the kid more so than I am even for our football team because of all the work that Carson's put in for his senior year and so forth. And he's doing well. Obviously, Monday was an extremely difficult day for him when he got the news. And then Tuesday, I think, you know, he was around us as a football team, and he continued to prep to help Easton. And then Wednesday, he had the surgery. The surgery was a success. Good for Carson. There was no ligament damage, anything like that. It was just putting a screw in that bone in his wrist. He was out of practice yesterday. He was meeting with Easton yesterday. So he's going to continue to be a leader for us. We're going to have him on the sidelines and on the trip to Terre Haute. And, he's one of our captains. And so it's as hard of a blow you can take. This Saturday is going to be the most miserable day of his life. I know that because I've seen Grant Olsen go through it. I've seen Colton Hegel go through it. I've seen Travis Beck go through it. The list goes on and on because we've had some of these injuries during the season. It's just hard watching your buddies out there and your teammates go and compete and you can't do it.
Will he play for the Bison again?
You know, it's not likely. Let's just say that. It's not likely. Simply because of the position that he plays, they said 4 to 6 weeks before he's allowed to really grip anything other than a pen or a pencil. And then that's tough with throwing motion and things like that. I think it's highly unlikely that he would.
So his role will be one, a captain to continue in that role and also helping Easton.
You bet. And he'll take on that role head on, and he'll really help Easton a bunch on through the week, and then obviously on the sideline since Coach Hedberg is up in the press box.
So let's look back here a little last weekend, which I'm sure you're not real thrilled to do for very long, and then we'll look ahead. As you look back, what happened?
Well, we just didn't play very well, bottom line. And you have to have your A game in this league, and I kind of, everybody in this league is good enough, period. And I don't want to hear that people aren't good enough, because everybody is good enough in this league to beat you on every given day if you don't come ready to play and you have your A game. And that happened to us. And we need to learn from it and move on. But it started with us having a really good week of preparation. And I feel we've done that now. We had adversity because we lost. And then you throw on the top of it, your leader is out for the year. That added some more adversity. And let's see our kids battle through adversity. But I know this, that we've got a bunch of competitive guys, coaches and players that have had a great week of practice.
So Indiana State, what do we know? Obviously, as you say, every team's gunning for the national champs, right? So they are licking their chops a little bit. They're thinking, okay, you lost your quarterback, had a tough week last week, so come on, yep. They're fired up. What do you do to beat them?
Well, offensively, they have a bunch of skilled kids that are really explosive. They have two wide receivers that I really like, 1'6", 5" kid, one smaller kid that can really run, excellent running back, and a quarterback that's playing really well, even though he wasn't their starter last year. He's first-year starter, has done a really nice job scoring a lot of points. They had 40 points against Southern last week. So they're really explosive on offense. On defense, it's a mixed bag. You're going to get blitzes. You're going to get different fronts. You're going to do all sorts of different things. And they've played us differently about every series of the game last year on defense, trying to confuse us and stuff. And I see the same thing. Now, they couldn't confuse Carson, so we were able to pick him apart last year. I see them trying to do the same thing of trying to confuse a young quarterback, and that's the challenge we have to do as coaches offensively, is make sure that the game plan is simple enough to execute. And bottom line, we're going to put this game on our offensive line, our Rams. We need to be able to run the football, and we need to be able to protect Easton. But for us to be successful, we have to control time of possession, and last week we didn't. We were dead even, and if you look at our games when we're dead even, we're either in a dogfight or potentially lose. And you look at the games where we have it 40-plus minutes or 38-plus minutes, we're usually in pretty good position. So that's what we have to do, is be able to stay on the field and give Easton plenty of opportunities.
So you didn't want to be where you're at right now, just in the wins and losses department, but you are where you are. Is there any chink in this armor of a drive for five? You're probably not thinking about that, but this still can happen, right? I mean, that isn't gone.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't think about a drive for four last year at this time, and I know we were 6-0. You just kind of prepare each week, because if you don't prepare each week, you get knocked off, and we found that out. And obviously, we don't have the talent that the 2014 team did, but we do have the character, and we do have the work ethic. And so, you always worry as a coach, is there a kink in the armor? Well, shoot, we don't have some of the players we did last year, but in the same respect, we've got a good football team. We've proven that in some games, but not been consistent. And that's what you worry about with a young team, is, and we are pretty young, is consistency, and that's what we're striving for this week. And hey, every week now is just us trying to go 1-0 for the week.
All right, one last question. What do you want Bison fans to know heading into this weekend? Any one thing you want them to take into the weekend?
The guys are going to play their tail off, and we're going to rally around a young quarterback and give ourselves an opportunity to win. And stick with these guys, because we've got a lot of young kids playing, and some of them are making some mistakes, and we're going to continue to improve and get better. We know this. The Bison Nation is going to stay strong, and they're going to stick with us.
Travel safely to Hoosier Land there, and thanks for the time today, Coach. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep, good to talk to you. Coach Chris Kleiman of the NDSU Bison checking in with us heading into the weekend. That's something. That's good. There's a little North Dakota resiliency for you, right? You lost the starting quarterback, first-round draft pick, coming off a loss. But great week of practice, and we'll do what we got to do. So pretty cool. All right, let's see here. We got a couple of calls that have come in. Hillary, how'd she do in the Benghazi hearings yesterday? Here's what one listener had to say about it.
Maybe the Black Lives Matter movement did start out with a decent intention, but I don't recall seeing that ever. And it got hijacked, just like the Democratic Party had been hijacked. Anyway, my favorite quote is from Orlando Bloom in Kingdom of Heaven movie. We are being held accountable for an offense we were not allowed to commit by people who were not allowed to be offended.
That quote was so good.
Have a good day.
Yeah, that quote was so good we decided to play it twice. It was really good stuff on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. But actually, this is the call on the Benghazi hearings we were thinking about playing. Here we roll.
Well, let me make sure you got the right one here, because we got two from the same phone number. Here we go.
Yeah, isn't it just amazing today on all this main media stuff? Oh, Hillary Clinton, she came out smelling like a rose after yesterday's hearings. Oh, she, those evil Republicans, you know, she whipped them. Ha! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. She came ground. Now her polls went up and everything. Wow! Wow! It's just amazing. Oh boy, that Hillary took them on. She really took them on. Boy, oh boy, she came out smelling like a rose.
I think that's not a, at least the last part there that I could actually glean something from, that she came out smelling like a rose, as I think a fair statement. She just was, here's the deal. She was not going to, she came in there knowing what she was going to say, and she didn't change course. She just, you know, she bobbed and weaved but to me, you know, the media was looking for a gotcha moment that didn't come. But to me, what is amazing about her testimony yesterday was all about somebody else's fault. Yeah, we got emails that said, you know, Ambassador Stevens wanted more security. I didn't see him. Other people did. I mean, what's a leader? So if you're paying attention, I say, I don't want her as President of the United States. She wasn't about to say, mistakes were made. I take responsibility. Secretary of State was somebody else's fault. Bob Weave. But I guess from the media's perspective, she did come out smelling like a rose.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, reducing soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information about this soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on 2 different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, my friends, final segment of the Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Remember, we're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you did not get in the show today because of our a telephone glitch here that Manny Snerdly is going to spend his weekend trying to get fixed for next week, then you can call us at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, extension 1, and leave that comment question anytime, day or night. We're getting some more suggestions for Phil and guest hosts on the program. I mentioned we'll be in New York, obviously, December 1st through the 5th. Ron Ness. Really enjoy when you have Ron Ness on. Very informative. Would you consider having him as a guest host? Absolutely. So that's a good one. And here's another for Milo Hotzenbueller. Now, that would be pure entertainment. Put Milo behind the mic. So we have a message into Milo already. So we're on it. We will go to town. That would be good fun. As I said earlier, when Pat Finkett's filling in, I sleep well. I don't fret wherever I'm at because he does a great job filling in. So he's our regular filling. But Milo, I may fret a little, wondering where in the world the show is going.
Well, I was going to say his political analysis may be, it's certainly going to be unique. I mean, you have to give him that credit.
True. It would that. Absolutely.
You'll hear nowhere else.
By the way, big sale this weekend on Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, located in Grand Forks on South Washington, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and 13th Avenue, South West Fargo. They're also now, they have a, if you're in the valley, they have it 601 Main Avenue in West Fargo, a block west of Sandy's Donuts, this warehouse, and they need to clear it out. So all their hot tubs, saunas, pool tables, patio furniture sets are priced to sale. This sale just started like a couple hours ago, so get on in there and take a minute. Spa covers, chemicals, special financing available. The Hot Spring Spa's warehouse clearance. Scratch and dent, overstocks, year-end closeouts, save big. They have the largest selection of the best hot tub on the planet, and Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. How do I know I have one? Okay, I'm excited to talk to our next guest, Ben Olson. Ben is the president and school coordinator of 3C Innovators. They do 3D printing, and they're one of our fine sponsors here on the program. But the cool story is Ben and his partner are college students up at the premier institution in North Dakota, the University of North Dakota. Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about you today?
Wonderful. Great to hear your voice. Tell our listeners what 3C Innovators is doing.
So 3C Innovators is a 3D printing and design company based out of Grand Forks. We're in the Center for Innovation on the beautiful University of North Dakota campus. And what we specialize in is we take your ideas for any kind of designs that can be prototypes. We actually take those ideas and we can make them into actual products that can then be marketed to big companies to sell and make a profit. The thing that makes us better, of course, is that we don't attach a royalty to anything that we create. So basically, you come in, you give us your design ideas and whatever else, and we make that product for you, and we charge you for that, of course. But after that, that invention is solely yours to take however you want to take it.
So you're saying most folks want a little take on anything down the road if your idea takes off, I take it, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a huge market. The idea of intellectual property and being able to retain somebody's, you know, thoughts and actions on paper is a huge deal. We ignore all that mess, and we just are concerned about developing your idea and how we can help further your design and invention.
So give me an example where you're really excited about somebody comes in with something and you're able to create it. So what kind of idea or concept are you most excited about in your time at 3C Innovators?
Well, right now here, we're working with a couple different drone developers who want to actually build drones that serve different purposes in the marketplace. Grand Forks is now becoming the hub of an $84 billion industry with the immersion of Grand Sky and all the drone happenings that are happening up here in the Red River Valley. And so we're aiming to capitalize on that by using some of those drone concepts and actually helping manufacturers build those drones and market them to people right here in Grand Forks.
That's cool. That is really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I, for instance, being in the radio business, said, you know what, I got to build a better microphone. I would do that, then I would bring it to you, and you actually give me the prototype that I can go take to all the microphone companies and say, see, my microphone's better. Why don't you build it, and let's make millions of dollars. Is that how it works, baby?
Absolutely. And we'll help you with every step of the way, all the way from your idea And John, my business partner John, he's amazing. He's the chief engineer. He's the designer. He's the one who gets all the designs done. I'm the guy you talk to help market it, get it patented, these big companies. I'm great with referrals and different things for referring to the appropriate talent. If we can't help you, we will get you the talent that will and get you on your way so that you can get your prototyping, your microphone to the best of your abilities, absolutely.
And I would imagine there's a whole lot of things in the agriculture space, too, folks out there that have just that thing that's going to make whatever you do just a little bit easier. So this if you've ever seen these 3D printers and how they work, it's really nothing short of amazing. So the idea is the tough part. Once you have the idea, come talk to these guys, and they're going to help you get it out there and get it mass-produced. Pretty darn cool. So how do folks get a hold of you, Ben?
So people can get a hold of us either through our website at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number C, at innovators.com. Or you can go ahead and give us a call at 701-318-2676, and we can help you out in any capacity.
701-318-2676 or 3cinnovators.com. Thanks, Ben. Good luck
Absolutely.
To everybody at 3C Innovators. Neat story. Ben interned
so for
us many years ago. You bet. And really excited to see college kids starting a business. That's cool. God bless you, folks. Out of time. We'll see you Monday.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by Le Cig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. Le Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. Le Cig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.